Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, and that is mainly what we'll be doing here. But that may change over time. Now let's get into what we'll be reading today. If you happen to have the book we are reading, feel free to go grab it and read along. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're not paying attention. You can't be ready. Please don't knock over your orange juice. You gotta eat. Minnie Mouse is gonna sit over there and listen to the story with us. Okay?
But he's not real.
Don't forget you got some more vitamins here, miss. Alright. Brick by brick by Ladrillo or Ladrillo? Get your fingers off there. I think this is a Spanish book. It's an English and Spanish book. Okay. So this is Brick by Brick by Heidi Woodward Sheffield.
Cheffy.
That's not what I said.
Cheffy.
That's not what I said.
Cheffy.
That's not what I said, though.
Cheffy.
Fine.
Cheffy.
You making up stuff.
Cheffy.
You making up stuff.
Chippy.
If you say so. Wait, did I skip a page?
Yeah.
You don't even know. This is our first time reading this book. It seems like I did, maybe not. Oh. To Mom and Dad who built their lives brick by brick.
What about those?
That's just copyright information.
Copy.
Look.
What?
Let's see what's going on. Oh, I did mess up the first page. Okay. This is My Poppy is Strong. He's a bricklayer. His arms are like stone. My daddy is strong. Then it's when Poppy builds, he spreads the mortar thick. Taps the brick in place. Scrapes the drips. Starts again. Ooh. He helps build the city brick by brick. That's supposed to be the sun. And these are supposed to be buildings. Oh, and it's people riding their bikes and walking their dogs. What is that?
A dad and a girl.
Yeah, right there.
Going to school with her backpack on.
I think you're right. And that's a car, too. With the bricks in a bag. That must be their car. Let's see if it's going to tell us on the next page.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay. At work, Poppy climbs the scaffold and touches the sky. Poppy is not afraid of heights. Are you afraid of heights?
Yeah. No.
Yes and no? You don't know?
I say yes.
Oh, yes.
And no.
Yes and no?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
If it's too hot, then yes. If it's not that hot, then no.
Yes, it is too high.
Okay. Me neither. What? Oh, Poppy is not afraid of heights. Me neither. At recess, I touch the sky too. So that's something at a playground at his school or her school. I don't know. They didn't say.
Oh my God, I scorched it.
Will you eat your soup, please?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't eat your soup, we can't watch the movie later. You have to eat some soup. Poppy's work.
Poppy.
Poppy's work is brick by brick. Brick, okay. That's a brick.
Okay.
Mine is book by book. Like you.
Mine by the book and book and book.
So this is all about dogs. You have a book about dogs. We were talking about it yesterday. My Dog Laughs. He has a lot of books about dogs. He has Dog Training, Raising Fido, Puppy Tales.
Oh my God. I can't believe I slipped.
Get up.
I can't believe I slipped.
Get up. Sit in your chair. And eat your soup. Stop playing around.
I can't believe I slipped. Ah! That was definitely about to be a real one.
If you don't eat, we're not watching. You're not getting no popcorn. No snack, no nothing. You need to eat some soup tonight.
Okay.
Sit on your bum, though.
Okay.
I dream of a house for us. Nuestra casa para siempre. Our always house. With a garden for mama and maybe a dog for me. When, Poppy? Someday, he says. This book is a little confusing the way it's written. Thank you. At lunch, Poppy whistles, eats Mama's special empanadas, drinks cinnamon horchata, kerchunks, his lunchbox closed. I do too. Then it's back to work again. Poppy makes the mortar that holds the bricks together. He turns on the mixer, whirr. Pours the water, whoosh. He shovels sand and adds cement. I roll my clay, slap and pat. I pinch and smooth and fold it. I make a tiny dog and tiny bricks for a tiny house.
Tiny dog, tiny bricks. So make a dog.
When the sunlight starts to fade, Dusty Poppy picks me up. He is tired, but smiling. Poppy feels like the sun, hot and glistening. They're giving huggies.
Close enough.
Saturday is our special day. Poppy cooks me a yummy breakfast. He lets me try his big hat. Close your eyes, Poppy says. Una sorpresa. A surprise.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it was the hat. I think it was the hat. We ride away in his rumbling truck. The road is rough. Bump, bump. I want to sneak a peek, but I don't. Oh, they're right there on their way to the surprise in the car. After a while, we stop. Sorpresa! Poppy yells.
What is it?
It's a new house made of Poppy's bricks.
Oh my gosh.
Tonight I dream in my house. Nuestra casa para siempre. Our always house. And when spring comes, I help Mama plant our flowers. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.